AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's addressed NATO leaders at a summit in Washington marking the alliance's 75th anniversary. He announced NATO will send Ukraine more air defense systems.
The United States, Germany, the Netherlands, Romania, and Italy will provide Ukraine with the equipment for 5 additional strategic air defense systems. And in the coming months, the United States and our partners intend to provide Ukraine with dozens of additional tactical air defense systems. The United States will make sure that when we export critical air defense interceptors, Ukraine goes to the front of the line.
On Capitol Hill, Democrats met behind closed doors to discuss the president's re-election bid. Michigan Representative Debbie Dingell was asked if she's worried about Biden's cognitive function.
No, I'm not. I've been with him in the last few weeks, and he talked to autos to me better than some of the people I know in Michigan.
What's your message to your colleagues, then, who've been more vocal?
I want to listen to what everybody is saying. This is a discussion.
Former President Trump's holding a campaign rally at his Doral Golf Club in Florida. Meantime, Ed Donahue has news of Nikki Haley.
Haley is releasing the delegate she won during the Republican presidential primary. The Republican convention is next week, and it means Haley's 97 delegates will be free to support Donald Trump. Haley is calling for party unity. In May, she endorsed Donald Trump.
Trump would be smart to reach out to the millions of people who voted for me and continue to support me, and not assume that they're just going to be with him.
Her spokesperson says Haley will not be at the convention in Milwaukee. She wasn't invited. Haley was the last major GOP rival to Trump, who mocked her during the campaign, but backed off the attacks once he got the delegates needed to be the presumptive Republican nominee. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Manhattan, prosecutors say they intend to bring new sexual assault charges against Harvey Weinstein, a November retrial expected. This is AP News. DoorDash says it's stepping up efforts to identify dangerous delivery drivers and remove them from its platform. This after a flood of complaints from cities including Boston. And Rita Foley has the story of a great-grandmother who's won millions in the lottery.
75-year-old Donna Osborne recently completed radiation treatments for breast cancer. Now she's won $5 million on a scratch-off lottery ticket. She bought the ticket while buying gas at a convenience store in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where she lives. She says she bought a $5 lottery ticket a while ago and won $50, so she used that money to buy this ticket, the one that turned out to be the winner. Scratching it while still in the parking lot, she couldn't believe it, so she took the ticket back into the store and asked the clerk to check it. What's she going to do with all that money? Yeah, she'll invest some of it, she says, but then she's going to Alaska. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.